Vayter in Oraisa. We are in Moed Katan, Daf Hey Amud Beis. Picking up at the top of the page, second line. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Mitzainen. We're now going to go ahead and mark off. We're talking about over here that of a tuma. They would mark off an area to know where the tuma was. Lo la kezayis ben ames. We don't do that for a kezayis of a dead body. Velo al etzem kesar, or for a bone the size of a barley grain. Velo davar she'enu metame bo'el, not something that's not going to be metame tumas ohel. Aval mitzainin ala shidra v'ala gilgulas. You do make a mark for the spinal column or the skull of a dead body. Rashi says, she'afal pi she'enu ela etzem echad, even if it's only one bone, mitame tumas tuma ba'ohel, it will be a tame tuma with an ohel. Al rov binyan v'al rov minyan ames, or for, let's say, you have a bunch of bones that make up the majority of the skeleton, the frame of the skeleton, or the numerical majority of the bones of a dead body, even though it's not the majority. Rashi says, rov binyano, kigon atzamos gidolos, kigon kulios, afa bishen bo rov binyano. Even though it's not the majority of the actual number of bones, like if you take the femurs and whatever, these are very two big, very big bones, right? And take other parts that it's going to make up the majority of the body in terms of size, but not in terms of number. There are lots of very little bones in our body. Put them all together, and if you have the majority of number of bones, even though it's not majority of the size, because that's going to be metame tumas ohel. That means you're underneath a tent with those things. It's going to be metame you. So other things we don't go ahead and mark off, right? Because either because it's buried and therefore it's not going to be affecting, or it's on top and you're going to be able to see it. Vein mitzayin al avados. You don't make a mitzayin. You don't mark off the place of a vadai. Rashi says hoel de baru lekuli alma de isbe tuma. Everyone knows that there's tuma over there. Tuma vadois lo mitat lebosamakum tares. You're not going to be tares to that place. Avom mitzayin al esfikas. But we are mitzayin on places where it's a suffik if there's a dead body there. Rashi sheish alem ohel kigon schacho suparos asmucho sorishus arabim hasamachem is a kavaros. The misafka lan vehu des tuma kevin de yesh alem ohel regilin likvar. And that is a place, let's say, where there's a outdoor area, obviously. We're talking about outdoor over here. But if there's a reason to think that there was a burial over there, right? It's a location where people likely would have done it because it's like a tsanua type place. We assume that happened. Therefore, if there's some sort of tree hanging over, whatever it is, we're going to mark it off misafik. Ve'elohin hasfekos. And these are considered the sfekos. Schachos upraos uvesapras. Canopies. Are schachos, upros, are things that are sticking out. Like you have something, a type of tent of sorts that's just sticking out from somewhere. And besapras, right? Besapras, we've learned about, is a piece of land where it was plowed over and there's maybe a body there. And we assume within a 2,500 amma area that there could have been, there's going to be some sort of bone or something like that. Now, we don't put a marker over the area of the tuma itself. Rather, shalola hafsid is the tyrus, not to mess over the tyrus. But you can't distance it too much from that place. Shalola hafsid is her tesol. So you shouldn't have her tesol lose out. Says Rashi, she'ema tuma mamish tachas etzion. If it's right underneath the area where you marked it off, you're not going to notice until you're actually there, and then you hit it, and you're like, oh, whoops. It's going to be metame the tar stuff. The tumas underneath it. You make it close to it, like a little bit of a mountain. Right, and when you notice it, you'll stop right there, right? So you don't do it even more. Rashi says Yosemite calls you more than like a little bit. You don't lose out the opportunity to be able to walk around. Then it's as well. Rashi says kishakishero asimim miyad porish. I'm sorry, it's as well, but tuma shalotzarach. It ends up being a place that's tuma that there's no need. Okay, now we said you don't make a mark for a kezias worth of flesh or anything else that's not going to be a matame tumas ohel. Kezias ben ames is a matame ohel. Is it really true that a kezias ben ames is not matame ohel? You don't have to mark it off. It's just a katani in mitzayin al kezias ben ames v'lo al kol davar sheino matame ohel. V'ha tenan, but we looked at a Mishnah, Ilu shemetamim v'olol. These are the things that are metamim tumas oil. Kazayis min amis. That's very straightforward. Kazayis min amis is something that's metamim tumas oil. Amra papa, hacha b'kazayis mitzum tumas kiran. We're dealing over here with a piece of flesh that's exactly a kazayis. And even though it's going to be metamim, it does metamim tumas oil. We don't make the marker. Why? Because the sof mixa chaser, because it's going to decompose, it's going to become smaller, and then it's going to end up being less than that. Mutav gisfer for a love truma v'katzur l'fisha. It's better to go ahead, and if you have kachim truma that come into contact with it, Rashi says the kola over also kazayis kishin nikbar mechadash sarfim tarosav the dain lo chaser. Any time you have, you know, sort of cut some things that are going to go over it, it's going to end up becoming tummy. You're going to burn it because it's a brand new dead body there. But it's better to burn that values for all of the olam, not to burn it forever. If a person comes to that area and they go over it, but it's already beneath, it's become a smaller amount. It's not going to be tummy all anymore, and they're going to burn it for unnecessarily. Rashi Shem et Zayin so sarfen olav kol truma shofen also tzion li olam shel l'sarach shari chaser, because it already went, it would already diminished. V'zimnin delo chazilei kegon delay, sometimes you don't see it like in the nighttime. V'chihadar chazilei. And then when afterwards you're going to say, "V'amr nitmeis trumasi v'sarafla," he lo nitmeis. It's actually not. Who kezayis kavar chaser? It became less than kezayis. Kesher mitzayin also ain't surfing alav. Ela mechadash shlocha. Something from a new one that wasn't yet became smaller. Ve'elohin esfekus schachos upros. These are the cases which is a suffix. Tuma that you're going to mark off. You have these canopies or things sticking out of the base of brass. Schachos ilan emesach ala aretz. The canopies are talking about trees that overhang the ground. They're like these willow trees. This is with tuma tachas nof. The tuma is under one of the branches. You don't know where to do it. Peros avanim peruos hayotzes menagader. The things that stick out, I mean protrusions, are those rocks that extend from a wall and they stick over to something else, making this oil. And base of pras was base of pras at the time. We learned in a Mishnah, ha choresh is a kever, hare hu osa base of pras. Someone who goes and they plow up a kever, then they have to now. It makes it into a base of pras. V'kamu osa melomane mea ama. A furrow's length, which is 100 amos from the grave. Mm-hmm. That's how far these pieces would go. In fact, the Gemara, we were only talking about making markers, marking in the areas where there's some sort of ohel that's going on over here. Right? A base of pras, but does a base of pras, does it have Tumas oil, the Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Menapeh Adam Bisapras Holech. A person can like bend down and start blowing as he walks, and they won't have an issue. Rashi says, Aholech Lishchot Pisco. Person's on the way to do Kor Besach. The Im Yesh Etzim Gesora Hametame Behest Mispazer Beruach Vaose Pesach Bisapras. Azilo Vimetame Boel Hechi Azile. Right, so what happened is we say that what do? A person has to stay tahor. He's on his way to do his Korban Pesach. So we said the reason the Bisa Pras is going to make somebody tameh is because maybe there's these little bone pieces, these fragments of bone. The chamim, they're worried that one's going through it, it's going to become tameh tumas mace because he's going to move it with his foot. But if a person has to go through this field in order to get to the Korban Pesach on time, the chamim led him to do it, blow in the ground before every step he takes. And therefore, he's going to blow any little tiny things there, and he'll notice that there's a very big piece over there. But we allow him to do that, right, by just blowing it away. And we're not worried about these pieces that are underneath the ground. Therefore, it must be that a base of pras doesn't, it's not going to be a time at Tumas all, because if case, then the blowing wouldn't help, because the person maybe is passing over a small piece of dead body, right, or a small bone. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ami Mishmei De'ula Amar Beis HaPras Shenidash Tahor. Beis HaPras that was trampled is Tahor. You have tons of people who are walking over it. It's because it's going to become Tameh because we're not worried about a small little bone that's underneath the ground. It must be the Beis HaPras is not Metameh Tumas all. So why is the Bryce to say that it has to be marked off? Amar Papa Lokasha Kan Besad Shavaba Kever. Here, this in the Bryce which says that you have to mark it off. We're talking about a set of field that a grave got lost, right? The field has a actual intact grave, that we don't know where it is. And this type of field is also called, they call it a Beis HaPras. And because that's going to be Metame to Masol, anyone going to this field is considered Tame because maybe you pass over that grave, and therefore you have to go Mimitzayin. Rashi says, Katani de Mitzayin de Metame Ba'oel, Ava Basada Shenechrash Ba'kever, Ein Tzarech Letzayin, Ve'lo Metame Ba'oel, the name of Macharisha Salke Letuma. That's the next part. So we say, Kan Basada Shavu Ba'kever, Kan Basada Shenechrash Ba'kever. The other one, which Shmuel's allowing you to blow and go, right, is talking about where the grave was plowed over. And that type doesn't need to be marked off because it's not going to be a time to Masol. In fact, the Gemara said this Avod Bakera Bisa Pras Karli. Is that called a Bisa Pras? In, yep. Vatanan, right, Binichus over here. This means this is a helping Bisa, it's not a Kasha. Right, we learned in a Mishnah, Shlosha Bisa Prasin. The three categories of a Beis HaPras, not just saying your whole chumbo, okay, truma. People that are eating truma shouldn't go there. Sada sheneva b'kever, like you just said, it's a loss of one of the graves. Sada shenechash b'kever, uste buchen, and a bochen, and a crying field. Why uste buchen? Avishu ba'abu, avishu the ulama, sada shemaftirin b'mesim, a field where they take, where they walk away from the dead over there. Right, when the dead body is being transported from one town to another to be buried, it's brought to a field on the outside of the city where those who brought it over there, they leave it and they put the body and they leave, and the ones that are over there, they go and they bury it. The local people, what they do is they clean it up. They do like a tahara, you know, they clean up the body over there and they prepare it for burial and then they bring it to the cemetery. And it's called the crying field because the two meet over there, they cry. Rashi says, Kishmevin, Mesim, Makam, Likbor, Kishabayan, beside the Samach Leir, Niftar, and Elishavim, they leave it, Mimkom, and Vaholchem, Lem, Obayan, Asha, Makam, Kabla, and Nasov, Rochsin, and so, Sham, and they clean up the body over there, recover, and so, they go ahead, and they bury it. Back to the Gemara, Vitaim, Amai, what's the reason? Why is that called the Beis HaPras? Amar Avimi, Mishum, Yeush, Bailam, Naguba. Because of the Yeush, Bailam, they made this din. Rashi explains what that means is that since his body is being brought from far away, there's a possibility to start to decompose, and let's say some part of the body fell off in the field, and the original people that have it, you know, and the buriers who are receiving it are each relying on the other one, that nothing that didn't happen, therefore it can end up being that you're going to have this piece of the body that's left over. Rashi's Levishavim and Makam Rachok, Nidaldal Averk, Vinafel, it could be a guy weakened and it fell off. Sham Vinisayishu Elu al Elu Vinicham Sham. And each one is relying on the other one and therefore ends up getting left over there. Therefore, it's called a Beis HaPras. Fact the Gemara, Vasada Shenechras Bakhever Lobo Yitzion, is it really true that a field that they plowed over their grave, they don't need to make some sort of marking over there? Rashi says the kam mitaretzes that hal deketanim and peach adam beis hapras kishenechrash. Remember, we're talking about kids you can blow and go. Well, I'll tell you what's in a brace. A matzus of the mitzianus when you do a medium ativo. If you found there's a field that wasn't mitzian and you don't know exactly what's going on, the Rashi says musa the nechrash bokever yachaluch meipuach ve'imir pnei shenever bokever. You don't know it's because it's nechrash shenever bokever. You're not sure what type of case it is. If there are trees in the field, then you know that it's a grave that was nechras, that was plowed over. Rashi says, Hasada Lutzarach Ilanas, or to help the Ilanas grow. You can walk there, it's not Metamim Oil. Alma, what do we see? The Mitzayin in Beis HaPras, Shenechras. If there are trees in the field, you know it's nechras. Ein ba ilanas biyadur she'avar makar. If there's no trees, you know that it was an intact grave that got lost over there. Rashi says v'lo nechras umetame ba'ol. Rida Amar atsheik sham zakin otamid. No, we consider that there's a actual body that's there, unless there's a zakin, a older what person, or a great sage that's there that can actually tell us that it was plowed. Lefishena called the kiyam b'davar, because not everyone is a bucky in this situation. Only you can only rely on like a Talmud Chacham to be reliable, because he makes sure that he knows all the halachic things that are going on in this town. But we see from here Kumta Chayis and the Brisa that a sion is placed even in a field that is plowed over with the grave. So why are you saying that Samatami Tumasol? Says Gemara, Rav Papa, Kitani he. No, what was that? What reference? What was that Brisa said? Basanta Shalva, but Kever Detsinua. It's talking about a field in which an intact grave was lost, so that they immediately marked it. If a person needs to figure out whether the field was later plowed, he can rely upon the following: Yesh Bar Ilanos Biyadusha Nechash Bar Kever, Ein Bar Ilanos Biyadusha Avad Bar Kever. Says Gemara, hold on, you can't. Who says you can rely on that? V'leichesh Dolma Ilanos Megavoy V'Kever Merbay. Maybe we should be worried that the trees are in the internal part of the field, and the grave is on the outside part. Therefore, it's possible that the area of the grave wasn't actually plowed over. There was only stuff in the middle that was plowed. Kedamar ula. We're dealing with the case of the trees are in the boundaries of the field. It's on the boundaries of the field, so therefore it's camping on the outside. Beep, turn the page. What do you mean? Maybe the tumma, the grave, is in the middle part, and the trees are in the outer part. We're talking about a case where they're all mixed up in the field. They're intertwined all over. It's just standing in a beautiful row in the boundary, right? But they're planted tight throughout the field, from the boundary all the way to the middle. Therefore, it's obvious that every part of the field is plowed for the sake of the trees. If you buy same way, you could say ha amron, emachikin sien mekom tumma. See, the trees are on, really, they're only on the boundary. But we said that we don't distance the Tzion from the location of the Tumah, Shalav Seder Eretz Yisrael, so we shouldn't lose out the areas of Eretz Yisrael. Since it's found near the trees, we can be certain the grave was plowed over. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achi Sham Zakin Talmud, Levishena Kobakim Bedavar. Amar Abai, Shmami Not, Sober Rabbanon, Deik of Amasa. We have a young Torah scholar in the city, Kol Mili Damasa, Ale Ramya. All the things have to do with the city fall upon him. As he says, the Talmud Baki, because he is a Baki. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.